Hello everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So today we are going to be learning about what the Bible says about going through hard times. This life can be very hard sometimes. We face a variety of circumstances, and some of them are very difficult to go through. Maybe even you have gone through something difficult in your life. Maybe it was losing a loved one, like a family member, a grandparent. Maybe one of your friends, you lose a friend, or one of your friends betrays you or something. Maybe we get sick, or people in our family get sick. Or we can also have family difficulties. Whatever it is, life on earth can be trying. Many people on earth even get depressed. But as Christians, we always have hope, even though we get sad in life too. We have light in the midst of the darkness that can make us sad. David, a king in the Bible, knew what sorrow was. He wrote in Psalm 6, verses 6 through 7, "I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies." And yet, even through all that sorrow, David still continued in his life to hope in God. He wrote in Psalm 4, verse 3, "But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him." He goes on in verses 8 and 9 of Psalm 6 to say, "Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer." So, Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." It goes on in verse 2 to say, "Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." God is our help in the midst of trouble. Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8 say, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." 1 Timothy 1:1 calls Jesus Christ our hope. He is who we should hold on to and look to in times of goodness and in distress. He's our hope. In John 15, Jesus, in an analogy, says, "Every branch that bears fruit, God the Father prunes." Jesus was comparing us to branches on a vine, him being the vine. We have to be abiding in him, connected to him, living in him, to bear fruit. He wants us to bear good fruit, like the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians: love, joy, peace, patience, etc. When we bear fruit, he prunes us, which is sometimes painful, but we have to trust God. Pruning is when a vine dresser would cut off portions of the branches to make them bear more fruit. And that's what God does to those who bear fruit in Him. He can prune us, maybe taking away parts of our lives or allowing us to go through difficult times so that we will bear more fruit. He refines us, which means that when we go through hard times, He can take away sin or bad stuff in our lives and make us more holy and more trusting in Him. Hebrews 12 says God disciplines all of His children. Each and every one of those who are truly God's children will experience His discipline. It's painful when we go through it, but we have to trust God and know that He has a purpose in everything He allows us to go through. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." When we go through hard times, or wherever we are, good or bad, we should look to Jesus and remember His great sacrifice for us. Hope, He is our hope. And we know that, just as the end of Revelation says, we have so much to look forward to. One day, God will make a new heavens and a new earth as Revelation outlines, and there will be no more sadness or crying or pain. All of those whose names are written in the book of life, who have been saved through Jesus Christ, will be there. And as Psalm 16 says, let me turn there really quick. Psalm 16, this is one of my favorite verses, and I'll leave you with it today. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore." We have so much to look forward to in Jesus. We have so much hope, though this life can be hard. If you don't yet know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, make sure to check out past episodes, such as Jesus is Our Savior, to see how you can be saved today. Thank you so much for listening. Lord willing, next week we will be looking at how quickly Jesus is coming. The rapture of the church is happening any second now. We see so many signs. If you don't know what the rapture of the church is, go back to the past episode titled, "What is the Rapture?" to learn more. We see He is coming so quickly, and we need to be ready. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.